frustrating. I think our endeavour, certainly in that first half period, I think was there to. We got a lot of crosses in that sort of first 10, 15 minutes of the game. So I think that endeavour was there to solve this problem that we've got. But probably another frustrating evening that we're not able to get the real good opportunities that we need to get, particularly at this stage of the season. And credit to Huddersfield. I thought they worked hard and they got a lot of bodies back behind the ball and they made it difficult for us. Defended worked very well. But as the game opened up, we also had to be careful that we actually didn't lose the game, because you know they've probably got that little bit of pace with the two players up front, and they caused us some problems, and we had to make sure that we didn't give them opportunities. And arguably, you know, if I'm looking at the chances, I thought we had a couple of very good chances, but they had one towards the end as well. And was it a fair result? I think we edged it certainly on possession. On the good chances was probably about even, but we're just finding it very difficult to get them goals at the moment.
And you had goals at crucial times. You had the pressure. It's just trying to make it count.
Yeah, as I said, I think certainly in that first half period, I don't think you could accuse us of not trying to open them up. But at the moment, we're just lacking that bit of confidence and that little bit of guile, I think, that you need, that little bit of quality. You know, how are you going to get goals? Well, you either need that little bit of quality of somebody producing something, a through ball, a run, or somebody producing something out of nothing. And at the moment, we're not able to do that.
Were you a little bit disappointed by the reaction from the crowd when Leon Best came off? Some cheers as he came off. It seemed it was slightly ironic. Was that a reflection, maybe, of their frustration as well?
No, I think it was. I think it's. I don't think it's personal, because they're a super crowd here, and they got behind us today in what was a very frustrating game for them. So, no, I don't think it's anything personal. I think it's just the frustration that we're all feeling at the moment, because we want to be winning games, and the only way you can do that is by getting the goals to be able to do that.
Tonight, Millwall beat Wigan, so Saturday, I suppose it's in your hands.
Very much so, but it has to be in our hands, irrespective of any result anyway. And we have to make sure and dust ourselves down from this one and go to Wigan and get a result. But I think that would have been the same, and our approach in every single one of these games has been exactly the same. You know, to find that formula to win games, and it will be no different going to Wigan.
There was a somber moment and João Teixeira taken off. What's the early prognosis?
No, I think we probably need to give ourselves a little bit of time on that one. He has gone to hospital. We will, as soon as we can, let you know any more details. But I think probably it's a bit too early to be making assumptions until we know for sure.
Obviously, he will be out for a fair few whiles. That does create an opportunity for someone else to come in and maybe, as you say, play in that number 10 role or be the creative master.
It's whoever plays in whichever position always has an opportunity to do something and to put a stamp on a game. Ultimately, it's about us getting enough points in whichever way we do it. You know, João has been instrumental in a lot of good a lot of our good play this season. Playing off the front and whether he's going to be fit or not, it's always an opportunity either for him or for somebody else.